Today on episode number 407 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find over at schoolofpodcasting.com/407. We've got a cool Because of My Podcast story. We've got a I Told You So. And we're going to talk a lot about pod fading. And if you're like, what is pod fading? It's when you quit podcasting. And how to pod fade, or did you really? Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your very own. That's right. Just stick me in a chair or come snuggle with me, whatever you want. I'm yours. Your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promoting to all points in between. Because you know what? Hey, if you're looking to start a podcast, there's a website. It's called schoolofpodcasting.com. Has everything you need to launch a successful podcast. And what I'm doing here is I bring my 20-plus years of technical training to the microphone, and I flatten the learning curve, let you know that you're never alone in your journey to podcast success. And, yeah, that's it. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. I really am. And today's show, I'm going to say right now, I'm playing with something today, and that is I'm doing what I call an NPR style show, which means I want to talk like this all day. And yeah, welcome aboard to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And today we're going to be talking about pod fading. But before we get to pod fading, I do like to start off the show. I can't do that all show. That's going to drive me crazy. before we get into pod fading, I always like to start off the show with a little bit of success. And one of the people that I interviewed about pod fading was Reverend Ken Blanchard. You can find him at blackmanwithagun.com. And he had a story about his audience and what they had done for him. I'm like, oh, there you go. There's Because of My Podcast. Check this out.
I went from talking in the basement next to the washer and the dryer, freezing in the winter months, not having really good gear, to having my community buy my equipment. I went Apple because of my community. I got donations to buy all new everything.
That's pretty cool, huh? Because of his podcast, he was like, look, I need some new equipment. Things are breaking down. People stepped up to the plate. That's very, very cool. And I know at the intro of the show, I was going to call this I Told You So, but nobody likes that guy, right? The I Told You So guy. But this is from Steve Stewart. He does the Money Plan SOS and podcast. And I love his tagline. You want to pay attention instead of paying interest. And it's a great show. And I was listening to the last episode, and Steve said this.
I also want to say a quick thank you to Daniel, who sent an email, who just found the podcast a little while ago. And he said that he listened to about 18 episodes from an all-night drive from Orlando to Baltimore.
There you go. I've said that in the past. When your audience finds you, they're going to go, oh, my gosh. And they're going to download a whole bunch of you and listen to you over and over and over. So there's a little bit of that thing I call social proof that it's true. It's true. I was thinking about doing today's show as Harry Carey, the famed Chicago Cubs. Hey, let's talk about pod fading. Okay, but that would kill my voice. So pod fading, what is it? This is when your show just ceases to exist. And why am I doing a show on this? Well, for a couple reasons. Number one, I have people coming to me now going, I feel like I failed because I'm going to quit my show. To this, we go to Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
No one will punch you in the face if you come back 6 weeks from now or a year from now and start podcasting again.
There we go. Nobody's going to punch you in the face if you stop podcasting. In fact, if you think about it, here are some of my favorite TV shows. Seinfeld, MASH, Cheers, that's enough, Happy Days. When these stopped, I didn't go, I can't wait to see Jerry Seinfeld. I'm going to find him and punch him in the face. Because what am I going to do on Thursdays now, especially since Friends is off? No. You're like, wow, Alan Alda, thank you so much for MASH. I love that show. So it's not, I don't understand the apology. I guess you want to apologize to the people who are really looking forward to your next episode, and you come on and say, hey, guess what? There isn't going to be one. But I pulled out a copy of Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. Now, this is a book from 2006. Actually, one of my favorite books on podcasting. And even though, you know, any book on technology from 2006 is going to have some things that are no longer around, like Podlot. I was laughing when I read that. I'm like, Podlot. I forgot about Podlot.com. It's now some, it's not that anymore, whatever it is. This was written by the one, the only, Rob Walsh and Mer Lafferty. And you're like, Rob Walsh? Yeah, that guy. The VP of Podcaster Relations. And I remember this book because it's one of the few books that had a section on pod fading. And so what they did is they said, here are the reasons for pod fading. Now, I want to put this in right now. If you're like, well, Dave, I'm not going to pod fade. So this episode sounds like it's going to really bore the crap out of me. Well, it's look at it this way. If you have these things, then you probably won't pod fade. So it's kind of like if you understand that eating fast food will make you fat, if you don't do that, then you won't. So you can kind of learn from this. So number one, lack of time, right? I got no time to podcast anymore. Lack of interest. I don't know. I thought it was going to be cool. Eh, not so much anymore. Lack of material. Speaking of Rob Walsh, back in the day, me and Rob and Gary Leland from Pottertainment Magazine. And in fact, we're going to talk about Pottertainment Magazine here in a second and Rob Walsh. And Paul Culligan did Today in Podcasting because when people started podcasts, it was news. It's kind of not anymore. It's kind of like, hey, guess what? Whatever, General Electric started a podcast. I don't know if that's true or not, but there wasn't, it kind of became, yeah, okay, so-and-so started a podcast. They should. So, and also, Rob had a kid who's now 5 years old and has his own podcast. How hilarious is that? We all just kind of went on our own happy way. Nobody has ever punched me in the face and said, hey, aren't you one of the guys that did Today in Podcasting? Now, we've had people that have said, why don't you guys bring it back? And it's the thing. In some cases, your life changes and your priorities change. And you leave them with great material as opposed to just kind of putting out mediocre stuff. The other one is lack of funds. So I just can't afford the $20 to $30 a month it takes to podcast. I've talked about that in the past. I like to scream poppycock, as my grandma used to say, because if you cut out soda, if you cut out your TV, if you cut out Starbucks, you can find the money to podcast. So those are the things, again, lack of time, lack of interest, lack of material. So the guy that did like the blacksmith podcast, he's really in a world of hurt. Lack of listeners, that's another one. We forgot to mention that one in some cases. Now, keep in mind, with lack of listeners, you should never put the word only in front of your number. I only have 70 people listening. As someone who had 18 people in class last week on Friday, if I had 70 people, that would be 3.5 classrooms. That's a lot of people. So please don't say I only have 70. Now, we say only because the Leo Laportes, the Adam Carollas, the Big Shot Smarty Pants people in podcasting have a bazillion people. But you still have 70 people who choose to listen to you. There is no spam in podcasting. They're choosing to listen to you. But when you have no time, when you have no interest in your topic anymore, when you have no material and you have no listeners and you have no money, you have, or I'm going to add the sixth one, when there's a lack of fun. We just mentioned lack of funds. I'm saying no, lack of fun. When your podcast becomes work, that's when you have to really think about it and go, maybe not. But here's something to think about. Jim Cullison from the Ask the Podcast Coach show.
But I think I'd want to warn folks that if just because your stomach grumbles doesn't necessarily mean you're hungry. And just because one week you don't feel like podcasting doesn't mean you've lost that love and feeling.
Right. So, there you go. So just because one week you're like, ugh, I really don't want a podcast doesn't mean it's time to shut it down. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is the fact that you can actually stop your show? What if you do a podcast about baseball? What do you do in the off season? Now, you might be able to find things to keep it up. But in some cases, you know what? You just have this situation. Jim Cullison. Ask the Podcast Coach Show. Also, theaverageguy.tv.
And I've actually had a show that I've allegedly pod faded twice. Mm-hmm. So I started it. We got 30 episodes. I stopped, came back a year later, started again. We went for another, 18, 19 episodes. We've stopped again. And I have not officially pod faded. I haven't cut it off and met with the host again and said, hey, do we want to keep doing this? Or we both got really busy and it was hard to get to.
No one will punch you in the face.
There we go. No one will punch you in
the
face.
Give it some time.
Wait a minute. I hit the wrong button. Yeah, so I'm doing this live today. So, yes, no one will punch you in the face. Thank you, Ryan Parker. And so in some cases, you can just stop and start. Now, I've always thought that, and we've seen numbers. We have numbers to back this up. The more consistent you are, the more consistent your numbers are. When you put out quality content, in the latest edition of Pottertainment magazine, and this is for you can get it on your iPhone, your iPad. It's an iOS digital magazine. You can find it. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Pottertainment. That's Pottertainment. And Rob Walsh, the same guy behind Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, and Podcast 411. He does a lot of shows. Listen to this 10 episodes, the release schedule of the last 10 episodes, April 1st, June 13th, July 31st, September 23rd, November 13th, then January 14th, April. So January, March, April, June, nothing. July 25th, August, nothing. October 30th, January 31st. There's no pattern to all of these release schedules. Where over the past 24 months, this show has released 10 episodes. Some of them vary from 90 minutes to over 250 minutes. And I'm not going to read you the whole article, but the bottom line is those he mentions the schedule for the History with Dan Carlin. I'm sorry, Hardcore History with Dan Carlin. And the other one is the Joe Rogan Experience. And he says, both of these producers figured out a long time ago, it's far more important to release consistently great content than it is to release consistently scheduled content with a predefined episode length. And he says, that's why they are two of the top five podcasts in the world. It's a great article by Rob. If you don't subscribe to Pottertainment, this is the kind of nuggets you're going to get in it. So very cool stuff. So it's about consistency, sure, but it's also about consistently great content. So let's go back and talk about lack of time. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to do an audio podcast, plan on spending 4 minutes for every 1 minute of finished podcast. So if you're going to do a 1 minute podcast, it's going to take 4 minutes. If you're going to do a 15 minute podcast, it's going to take an hour. It's going to take some time to do what? Quality content. So let's talk about some of the things that really cause people to stop podcasting. And the number one, above all, that I've seen, babies, cutest little things on the planet. They, little bundles of joy, but doggone it if they don't just take over your life. So life-changing events. Maybe you used to have all this time. Maybe you had a job where you could do things at work. And now they've changed it. Okay, that's a life-changing experience. Maybe you moved. Maybe you, whatever it is, there are those life-changing events. And guess what? You've got to reshift your priorities. It's okay. When we talk about lack of material, well, here's a thought. Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
You know, a lot of times they have 10 or 15 good shows in them. And you know what? If you've got 10 or 15 good shows, then do 10 or 15 good shows. They're going to live on forever. So just do the 10 or 15 good shows and let it lie for a while.
Absolutely. Or what if there's a lack of material? Like I said, the Blacksmith podcast, probably having a hard time finding new news.
If nothing new is happening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
If nothing new is happening and you can't bring any new information to your audience, again, it's kind of that service feeling. If you can't serve someone because, you know, maybe things haven't changed very much in your topic, put down the microphone just for a little while, I think.
And again, keep in mind, just because you put down the microphone,
no one will punch you in the face.
There you go. So they may miss your show. But when I see Jerry Feinfeld, that guy, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, I'm going to go, hey, Jerry, what is wrong with you not doing a show? Right. And I'm going to punch him in the face. And I'm going to say, dude, that was hilarious. Right. Now, what about lack of listeners? Now, in some cases, when I we just did our planning, our podcast session and over at howtopodcast.com, I'll be putting up some new classes for those. Those are the one-off classes that we've been talking about. And one of the things I talk about is identifying who your audience is, because it may turn out that the information that you're putting out is attracting an audience, but it's an audience that you didn't want. And you're like, what? What do you mean? I want everybody. Now think about it. Maybe if your goal is to monetize your podcast, maybe somewhere down the road, you're like, hey, you know what? If I'm putting in 4 hours a week on this, maybe I want to have some sort of compensation for that. Well, maybe your content isn't attracting an audience that has any money.
For me, it's also...
Oh, I keep forgetting to do this. Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
For me, it's also important to kind of capture a particular audience. And my audience right now aren't necessarily those people who are interested in buying anything. My audience right now are people who are interested in just hearing the stories of how others got their food business started. And really what I want to focus on is how to help people with their food business, whether it's to get it started, to grow their brand recognition, how to use social media correctly. I've been studying all of that over the last couple of years, and I think I kind of missed the mark actually when I started talking, you know, as a podcast. So I'm
going to pause that here. So if you miss the mark, as Ryan says here, the beautiful thing about podcasting, the absolutely wonderful, over the top, oh my gosh, I can't believe it thing about podcasting. Are you ready for this? You have 100% control. Now, if you have a co-host, well, in that case, you need to, a very violent show today. You need to punch them in the face, I guess. But for the most part, you have complete control over your podcast. If you want to make it longer, if you want to make it shorter, if you want to bring on a co-host, if you want to do anything like that, you have complete control. So if you go, oh, you know what? This isn't quite doing what I thought it was going to do. You can tweak that. Let's go back to Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
Still going to have those great stories from people who have done well, but I also want to make sure that I'm being useful to people who want, who become inspired by those stories. And so I'm helping create some different tools, and we'll start releasing those over the next couple months. But I needed that time to refocus as well.
So you're thinking of maybe coming back and saying, oh, by the way, like as a consultant, by the way, if you want to, because you speak both food and social media then. I'm going to pause myself. Think about that. Ryan has a unique set of skills now. He's kind of new media guy, social media guy, and he speaks both food and social media. And this is what we've talked about in the past, embracing what makes you unique, what makes you you. Are you going to position yourself then as the here's how you use social media to get your food product seen?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one aspect of it. I'm really going to focus on product creation and how to get people started in their food business. You know, I needed to refocus on definitely a certain segment of people that I want to write for, because I think it's important to make sure that I'm providing tools that will help the people who are already inspired.
There you go. Going back, trying to listen to his content through the ears of his audience. And if he changes his format a little, you know what?
No one will punch you in the face.
There you go. So that's the beautiful thing. They'll leave. Now think about this. There is a story. We talked about Joel Osteen, the happy Jesus man. And his dad, who also was a pastor, wanted to take the church and have it start doing whatever. They wanted to zig, and he had a bunch of people in his church that wanted to zag. Right? He's like, hey, in the future, the church is going to zig. And they went, we're not doing it. We want to zag. And so they said, if you don't zag, we're going to leave. And he went, you know what? There's the door. And you're like, what? And he's like, yeah, because he wanted the church to do this. And it was whatever, grow, help people, you know, feed the poor, et cetera, all that churchy stuff, right? And these people just weren't in, they weren't down with it. And so he said, well, if you're not, this is what we're going to do. And if you're not interested in it, then see you bye, because those people were a hurdle. So if you change your content and some of your audience leaves, but the audience that you want to attract is more engaged and they're more into this subject, then thank you for listening. I'm happy you enjoyed the first 15 episodes. The next 15 are going to cover this because you're no longer my target audience. And that's okay. They'll find content someplace else, because if you're not happy, what's that old saying? If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And if you're not happy, one of the changes, one of the reasons of pod fading is lack of interest. And if you're not interested in a podcast, if you're not interested in a subject anymore, it's going to come across on the microphone. And I do a podcast called the Marketing Musician Podcast. It's the very first one I've done. I've done music marketing for 10 plus years, over 10, going on 11, maybe 12 at this point. So in my conversation with Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com, he asked me about this, and some really great points here.
You said, you know, earlier that you were threatening to pod fade the Marketing Musician Podcast. So why haven't you?
Well, here's part of it that's hilarious. I think because many of us are in this to help people, mm-hmm. that we feel if we walk away from it, like there are people going, where did the podcast go, man? Oh, I can't live without my mic. I think it's delusions of grandeur.
Sure.
I think it's part of it. Anything I start, I always have a hard time letting go.
So how many hours a week does it take you when you're producing on a regular schedule? How many hours a week does it take you to produce the marketing, the musician?
Probably 2 hours.
Okay. So is your main brand is the School of Podcasting, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how much more could your School of Podcasting members benefit,
yeah.
if you took that 2 hours and you found more ways to be useful to them?
That is a great question. The time you're spending on something that just doesn't seem to be working, could you use this on something else? So let's say you have kids. Let's say you have a wife. Let's say you have a husband or whatever, or a job. Could these other things benefit from the time you're spending podcasting? You're like, Dave, are you telling me to quit podcasting? No. Here's a novel idea. If you're trying to do an hour show and it's hard because there's no material, how about doing a 30-minute show? How about doing, I don't know, a 15-minute show? Hence, you don't have the stress of, I don't have enough material, because there's only one thing I hate more, and that's people that do an hour-long show, and they don't have an hour's worth of material, and they start talking about their lunch. And I'm like, really? Don't really care that you had ham and Swiss on wheat. So in some cases, you may have better ways to spend your time. And that is something that when Ryan asked me that, I'm like, you know what? That's a really good question.
I ask that because I think that whole idea of leaving something unfinished, it's very simple to leave something to finish something. You log in, you create a podcast, you say, you know what, it's been great. This is not necessarily my priority anymore. And I know that if I spent these 2 hours a week working on the School of Podcasting, I could be that much more beneficial to my core audience. And guess what? And this is just a shot in the dark. In 8 weeks from now or 6 months from now, yeah. you can actually just turn the microphone back on and record another Marketing Musician podcast.
Yeah. There's nobody going to go, hey, hold on. You pod faded. You can't come back. I mean, think about it. Ozzy Osbourne has done no less than four This Is My Last Ever Tour. I attended in the very back row. You could not get any further away from the stage with my brother and my sister and my best friend. We attended the very last Kiss concert in Cleveland ever. It was probably about 20 years ago, and they've been touring ever since. So a lot of musicians love to, I call it the we need a lot of money because I want to retire tour. So they bill it as, this is the last time I'm touring. And then they come back in about 6 years with the, hey, we're out of money tour. And it's the last time we're going to do it and things like that. So just because you quit doesn't mean you can't come back. The last one I just put out, it had been a month and a half. Mm-hmm. And the world, you know, the sun came up. And it is weird because I hear a lot of people, number one, I think people think if I don't put out an episode, I failed. Like I failed right. My audience. And everybody says I need to be consistent. And it's like, no, we've seen where it helps to be consistent, but it also helps to have really good content. And
I think that's the key right there. You hit it on the head, Dave.
Yeah.
You have to have really great content. And sometimes it's just not worth doing weekly.
And I want to point out here a great point. Would you rather have 17 episodes with wow content that you put out over 4 months, or would you rather have, you know, whatever episodes twice a week because, you know, or I got to do a daily show because that's what, you know, John Lee Dumas does, and he's making $4,000 a minute. He's actually making $1,500 an hour when he does consulting, just for the record. And, you know, I want to do that. Well, who doesn't? Of course. But if you put out mediocrity, you're not going to be making that kind of cash. So content is still king. Now, again, I want to emphasize here, I'm not saying that, oh, Dave's saying you shouldn't be consistent. No, I'm saying you should, but you want to have consistent scheduling and consistent quality, and that takes that lovely thing called time.
Sometimes it's planned, sometimes it's unplanned. But don't freak out and don't, you know, I'm saying this to everyone out there listening around. Don't freak out. Just allow it to happen and take that time and be useful somewhere else. Whether it's you're creating a new resource to put up in the School of Podcasting, or you're creating an extra two videos this coming week instead of just a one, you know, one of the great videos that you produce.
Well,
or you're getting your revamping your membership site, you know, whatever it takes.
Yeah, the funny thing is that is an example of a podcast at this point that we talked about when you shouldn't do a podcast. I'm doing it because, well, maybe somebody will buy my book. And it's like, and if they do, I don't know, I'll make $3 or something ridiculous like that.
Right.
And it dawned on me that, A, I've been doing that. I've been dealing with that audience for over 10 years. It was a newsletter before it was a podcast. And there's right. a reason they're called starving artists, because they have no money.
And, exactly.
And it's just like, I keep thinking, well, and maybe if I promote my book, they'll buy my book. And you know what? They're not. And it's so on one hand, I kind of have to step back again and think, well, we've already seen where I'm somewhat lost some of my audience because I'm not very consistent. When I do, my heart's not always in it. And I try to wait till I have good content, but not always the best content. And so maybe my audience isn't as gauged as I wish they were. And then I'm trying to get a somewhat engaged audience to buy a product from a guy who's not really into it anymore. And I'm like, what am I, you know, you have to kind of step back and go.
So what if you turn that into a quarterly show? It doesn't make sense for me to write a blog post every day or podcast every week if no one is listening to it.
Right.
And so I really need to take a moment, take a step back. And maybe if I'm producing a podcast instead of once a week, maybe do it once a month, but spend that time that I would normally spend producing that podcast in promotion and finding different areas in which, or different niches that would be helped by the content that is in that podcast.
There you go. And that's Ryan right now is taking a class from the guy from Social Triggers. Derek Halpern, and Derek's one of his key ingredients, I guess you could say, one of his key mantras is make the best content so that when people do find your stuff, they go, Wow. And you get this, right?
I also want to say a quick thank you to Daniel, who sent an email, who just found the podcast a little while ago. And he said that he listened to about 18 episodes.
Right. Listen to 18 episodes. They binge listen. Wow. Is this good stuff? Give it to me. Give me all of it. I got to go. Wow. Make that kind of stuff. And then instead of coming out next week with, take that time and go find your audience. Go find the people that that information can help and say, oh, by the way, and don't walk into the room and go, hi, I'm Dave. I have a podcast. No. Hi, I'm Dave. Tell me a little bit about you and listen. And you make that connection. Oh, by the way, I have a podcast. Right? And that would be the way to go. So that's Derek Halpern, who's hugely successful, at least he appears to be, over at socialtriggers.com. Very smart guy, very marketing savvy guy. So he says, in some cases, you need to spend more time promoting than you do making content. But the key is, and this is why we say, this is why I say planning your podcast is so important. It's best if you can have wow content on a consistent basis. That is the secret sauce. So again, the things that lead to pod fading: lack of time, lack of interest, lack of material, lack of listeners, and lack of funds. Well, when you get those, you can easily see, you can hear your brain start to lead towards pod fading. And so when I spoke with Ken Blanchard, really good friend of mine, again, find him at blackmanwithagun.com, and he's also got a great book. And so I spoke with Ken, and he was kind of talking about some of the things that led him to where he almost pod-faded his show.
Well, after all that growth and the growth of all the other podcasters.
Because, again, this is Ken, the guy from the beginning of the show, where his audience chipped in and bought him a bunch of new equipment.
I started seeing a decline, I mean, in my numbers. Mm. And I said, maybe I'm there. I'm grown up. I've gone as far as I can go with this niche. So what should I do now? And even
I'm going to pause that there. Remember when Leo Laporte about 3 years ago said podcasting is dead? And we all went, what? Because Leo Laporte, the guy from the TV, hugely popular, making millions of dollars a year with a podcast, comes out and says podcasting is dead. And we're like, huh? Nobody told me. Well, because Leo's audience is very technical. They're a bunch of geeks. And so Leo starts podcasting. All the geeks are early adopters. They jump in. Hey, wow, awesome. Podcasting is awesome. And Leo gets a huge number of subscribers. Well, guess what? Most of the geeks are in the pool. So the wow numbers of just like the growth line went from going like straight up to kind of like a more, I don't know, it's not flat, but it's not as straight up as it used to be. And so some of the technical people said, hey, podcasting isn't doing it like it used to. Well, yeah, because eventually your audience is going to show up. Now, the beauty of it with things like smartphones and iPads, and over 60% of people now listen on a mobile device. How cool is that? So they're getting it whenever they want, wherever they want. And more people are starting to say, yeah, I listen to podcasts. I talk to my students all the time. And it's weird because it used to be podcast. What's a podcast? Now it's like, oh, yeah, I listen to two or three. And so it's great to see that. And more people are finding out that this little thing in my pocket does more than let me talk to people on the phone and send text messages. I can get phenomenal content anywhere I want, listen to it whenever I want, and I can unsubscribe anytime I want in the event I don't get what I want. So let's go back to Ken Blanchard, blackmanwithagun.com.
XM Radio and Cirrus, who said, man, we're interested in talking to you. And then they found out and they said, well, we can't pay you and really you don't need us.
There we go. Second person on the show, we had The Art of Charm talked about how they had a Sirius satellite radio show. And in the end, really, if you've always thought, I wish I could get on the radio, I'm here to tell you, you can reach a bigger audience, make a bigger connection, make a stronger connection with a podcast than you can with a radio show where you're handcuffed to talk about traffic and weather on the 10s, and you've got to get all your content approved by the content director that doesn't want you to talk about that because it might make the sponsor upset. So here again, person number two that has said, yeah, I was in talks with a radio station and they kind of went, eh, we're not going to really be able to give you a boost. Oh, and I love the fact that, yeah, I'm not going to get you paid. No, thank you.
You got more ears. So all this stuff is turning and churning in my head. And I was like, okay, I'm on show number 372 and I haven't missed a week in
6 years.
It's been like crazy, like almost 50 some shows a year. I worked it out. Facebook and Twitter and all these other little social media networks have kind of contributed to this community that I don't even see. I've had over 1 million downloads, but what does it mean? And then some new guys come up.
Hold on a second. I've had over 1 million downloads. That's a beautiful thing right there. I'm getting ready to go over 1 million here. Sure, sometime this year I'm going to go over 1 million. That'll be cool. But what does it mean? Well, it means that 1 million people, well, not 1 million people, but 100,000 people have downloaded 1,000 times. Is that the right math? I don't know. But it means that people are choosing to listen to your show. So it's very cool. But now listen to what infiltrates here. He said there's some new guys coming on the scene.
And they create networks. They do stuff, and sponsors jump on them. They got the magic touch. They're the new fuzzy, shiny thing.
Right.
And I'm watching it and turning green with envy, like, wow.
Now, I'm with you on that. One of the things I love about Ken Blanchard, he and I are friends, and we've all been there. We've all seen people that are making insane amounts of money with podcasting. And you know what? The next article I have in Podtertainment Magazine talks about all the ways you can benefit from podcasting that have nothing to do with money. It's not all about the almighty dollar. But it is completely understandable to see. I am guilty of this. I see people that are just hugely successful. And sure, I'll raise my hand and say there are times when I'm like, well, what about me? And I have to stop myself and say, wait, hold on. If I start focusing on other people, if I start letting that deteriorate my attitude, if I start getting upset and things of that nature, because I see people that just come in and just say that, you know, that they throw out their podcast consultant shingle and they just spew stuff that's just not true. And I'm like, ugh, how is this guy or girl in some cases, how are they getting so popular? I'd be the first to admit that. Now, the more I focus on that, the less I'm focusing on making great content for you. And so I've just said, look, I'm going to do, you dance with who brought you. And what brought me here was creating good content for you to talk about podcasting, to find ways to do it as inexpensive as possible, using the best equipment that makes you sound as good as you can without having to mortgage your house or sell grandma to the gypsies. No offense to any gypsies. Do gypsies listen to podcasts? I don't know. And, you know, that's what we're here for. So it's easy to fall into that trap. I'm here with you. It's easy, but you'll hear how Ken turned things around here, but it is easy to fall into that trap. So if you're there, it's okay. It's time to go. Hold on. Nobody's going to punch you in the face, but it's time to go back and focusing on making good content.
I didn't get that deal. I've been here. So maybe it's time for me to pull in the rug and go somewhere else.
So there you go. That was a very open, honest Ken Blanchard. And so again, in this case, he was thinking he had a lack of listeners maybe, or a lack of sponsors. That might be another one, right? A lack of sponsors. Everybody else is getting sponsors. Why am I not? So one of the things that Ken did, again, blackmanwithagun.com, is he actually, well, first of all, he had a product. He created a product. He wrote a book about 14 years ago, and he redid it and put it out. It has a publisher now, and it's selling like hotcakes. So in some cases, if you're looking to monetize your show, maybe you just haven't given the right avenue for people to support you. Yeah, there's donations, and yeah, there's Patreon,
But maybe if you go, hey, here's a book. Maybe that's what they were looking for. And in Ken's case, he went out, because I always say step one of knowing who your audience is, of promoting your podcast is knowing where they are. Step two is go where they are. And here's what Ken did.
So I went to the NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis, and I got a chance to get a sponsor, allow me to be in a booth with them, so I didn't have to pay for the booth. And I had a box of books that went out in a couple of hours.
That's unheard of. As somebody who has a book, More Podcast Money, you can find it at Amazon.com. It's being an author is a little bit like a podcaster. Writing the book is the easy part. Getting people to buy it is the hard part. You've got it, the same thing. You got to find out who your audience is, find out where they are, make friends with them, and then tell them about your book. And so the fact that Ken is selling boxes of book in an hour, wow, that shows that here's somebody who's making an impact in his audience, and he's also found his audience. He found his audience. I just, this weekend, I saw it's just called Bears by Disney. It's a movie, oddly enough, about bears. And this bear keeps looking in different places for fish. And finally, it comes across this pond, and there's so much fish in this pond, you could actually kind of step on them. It's amazing. It's filmed in Alaska. It's a really great movie. If you're looking for some family-friendly stuff, check it out. And so here, Ken has come to the NRA meeting, and there's so much of his audience there in front of him. He's like stepping all over him, and they're just gobbling up his book.
Which shocked me. I had people saying that I was the inspiration for them getting into the sport, that I was the OG in this thing. I'm like Yoda.
Yoda! There is no try, only do.
In the community, which I didn't understand at first, but it's kind of cool now. And all these young guys that I thought were doing so great, they are, but they all gave me kind of kudos to, dude, you are like the pioneer, you're the frontiersman. The show is going to go on. I've learned, even at the New Media Expo, about being a niche marketer.
And I'm going to pause him here. So can you see where getting feedback? Well, number one, if you're thinking of pod fading, we'll talk about this in a second, but just getting feedback from your audience, some encouragement. If you think about it, when geese fly, they fly in a V formation, and the geese in the back honk at the geese in the front. It's kind of like, way to go, Joe, the geese, Joe, the leader of the geese people. You keep flying, buddy. Keep leading, and they're honking, right? They're shouting words of encouragement to that geese in the front flying across the beautiful sky. Well, if you have a podcast that you really, really enjoy, do me a favor this week. Go out to them, because many of you have podcasts. Now, if you're just a listener and you're thinking about starting one, we all need to go honk at our podcasters. We all need to go out. Just send an email, say, hey, thank you so much for putting out this episode. I really appreciate your content. You have no idea. We've just heard how for Ken, just getting that word of encouragement sometimes is more valuable than money. Because some of us are in it for helping people. Some of us are in it to make others' lives easier and to stop them from making mistakes and things like that. Money is great. Who doesn't love money? But some of us really actually get more out of a thank you than, you know, a dollar. So let's go back to Ken. I'm sorry, Ken Blanchard, blackmanwithagun.com.
Some of the stuff that I was kind of ashamed of, that I had, you know, dude sings like old blues songs sometimes, grabs a music track and he goes for it on the show. I made it a pro gun variety show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he just said pro gun variety show. And when we talk about embracing what makes you you, Ken is all over that.
Mm-hmm. And nobody copies that, because that's all me. And I was kind of ashamed of it. It was like, dude, you can't be singing George Thorogood. But it makes me feel so doggone happy.
Wait, let's just stop it right there. It makes me so doggone happy. Why would you not do things that make you happy? And so what does that mean? He's going to change his format to what makes him happy. And he's finding out that actually connects with people. And that's when you do a podcast, when it makes you happy. When do you not do a podcast? When it makes you sad, when you dread it. And we go back to Jim's point, right? You want to think about that a little bit. You don't want to make this an overnight question. And it may be that you just put it down for a little while. And maybe after you put it down for a little while, you go, you know what? I think we're done. Well, then you might want to put out one episode that says thank you, because you always want to be appreciative of your audience. Thank you so much. That's all, folks. Right? So let's go back to Ken Blanchard, manwithagun.com.
I'm going to keep on doing it. So the next few episodes is the old Ken. It's going to come back slamming. And not even caring, just throwing care to the wind and just having fun again and let the chips fall where they may.
Having fun, because if you think about it, if you have no time, if you don't care about it anymore, if you have no material and you have no listeners and it's too expensive, that's no fun. So for me right now as a musician, my band actually podfaded. The band I was in, I played for 7 years in a blues band, and we just quit playing. And you know what? Nobody cared. Why? Because all the things that made us connect with our audience, we quit doing. We had become a very mediocre band at the end. And also, here's a novel idea. The bass player had a kid. The keyboard player got married. I went back to school, and the lead singer got addicted to online poker. We had life-changing events, and it's okay. And you know what?
No one will punch you in the face.
When the band quit. They didn't. It's true. So, speaking of Ryan Parker, let's wrap things up again. Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
And I'm not saying that what I'm going to be doing over the next 3 months is 3 months are going to be the right way to do it. It's just one philosophy. It's how I'm going to try to move forward. Because
there you go. This is what he's trying. You get to try whatever you want. We all have ideas of what works in podcasting. We all have theories, but in the end, we know the one thing that hasn't changed is content is king. And if you have life-changing events that stop you from making wow content, then maybe you need to put it down a little while. So let's listen to a little more from Ryan Parker, foodcraftsman.com.
One, I want to be successful, but I also want to be as helpful and as I possibly can be. And I can't be helpful if no one knows who I am or no one can find my show or my blog or whatever I'm creating. So I need to actually, for my own sanity and my own, I'll be honest, to create an income that will allow me to continue to create more products. And by product, I mean podcasts, ebooks, whatever it is that I think will be helpful to other people. I need to have an income from that as well. So in order to do that, I have to promote and I have to kind of get the people to come to my particular show.
So there is a great point. Ryan has said, okay, I've identified the audience because like I said, I've been doing things for musicians. Musicians apparently have no money. And if you talk to them, they don't. And so consequently, trying to make money from a musician, especially my particular audience, I attracted the wrong audience. Not so much wrong. That's a weird word. The audience I attracted is not the doesn't meet the needs, doesn't meet the goals of the podcast. And so Ryan here is saying, look, I realize I have to promote more. I have to create wow content. And I have to make sure I'm producing content that attracts the audience that I am looking for. So as we start to wrap this up, let's go to what I learned here from Ken Blanchard. BlackManWithAGun.com.
I think I learned from the NRA thing that there is always somebody new who has never heard of you, but would love you if they knew the real you. And when do you pod fade? When you say so, and for whatever your reason is, I was real close. I was on the edge, about to jump.
Right.
But I'm gonna wait because you know what's funny is that right when I was about to shut the door, I've been calling people for the last 5 days that I might actually have sponsors coming. Hmm. So it might be one of those cases where I'm like that close to being an overnight success after 20 years of doing this. So it's just a lesson in perseverance, a lesson that saying that failure isn't final, and sometimes you're just not doing the right thing at the right time, and that's it.
Yeah, so really it was getting out there and connecting with your audience.
Yeah.
It sounds like that really was like, okay, hold on, I'm not leaving yet.
We do so much in solitary. Mm-hmm. There's some important pieces to being connected physically. You need that somebody to touch you and tell you, dude, I had some kid comes up to me and says, I told my folks about you because you're a gun guy, but you're like family friendly. And I thought, okay, hold a horse. I'm okay.
Yeah. So when in doubt, if you're thinking about it, you know, maybe see if there's a way you can get out and shake some hands and get some FaceTime with your audience. That might be something you need.
Totally. It's better than a poll. Polls are deceiving because so many surveys, people don't fill them out. I mean, you need to touch somebody's hand.
Right.
You need human contact.
There we go. And that's really what podcasting is about, is connecting with your audience and providing that wow content. So we talked today, again, from the book Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, and you can find that out at schoolofpodcasting.com/407. Speaking of that, I do have an Amazon account again. I signed up under a same name, same social security number, so I'm not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes, but different email address. And so you can now order things through my site. And if you go to, I believe it's schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment, that'll take you over there. And that's a way to support the show. But we talked about lack of time, lack of interest, lack of material, lack of listeners, and lack of funds. And in some cases, lack of sponsors, if that's what you're in it for. So what do you need when you're thinking about starting a podcast? Well, you're going to need at least 4 minutes for every 1 minute of podcast you want to create. You're going to need some material to talk about, whether that's from your own life or whether it's from the blogs you read or the books you read or the people you hang with, but you're going to need material. And for me, that's the one that's been hard. That's the one that makes me want to pod fade sometimes, is when I can't find material. I'm like, ugh, what am I going to talk about? And that's what I think we've realized today, that number one, there are a couple things you can do. What happens when you have no material? Michael Hyatt, one of my favorite guys on the planet. I love his book, Platform. If you haven't read that yet, you got to read Platform. You can actually get the audiobook for free. We might as well throw that in there. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/audibletrial, and you can get that book for free and have Michael read it to you. It's a great book. But he occasionally has to travel. So he'll just go in and find shows and repurpose them. And he doesn't try to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. It's kind of like, hey, this is a this is a rebroadcast, I guess we could say, or a best of show. I did this recently with the podcast review show. We had somebody who had a life-changing event, and they couldn't make the show. So we had nothing to it. So I looked at the website. I looked at what was available on iTunes, found a show that was no longer – it was on the website, but it wasn't in the feed. And I threw that out as a best of. There are all sorts of things you can do if you want to try to stay consistent. Again, if you're out of time, think about making your show shorter. And if it's too much money, here's something to think about. Let's say you decide to treat your podcast like seasons, and you announce to your audience, and that would be my number one tip here. If you are going to take some time off, let your audience know, hey, this is planned. I plan on coming back on this date. But one of the things you can do to reduce the amount of money is you can go into Libsyn, you can go into Blueberry, and you can downgrade your account. So like, you could go down to a $7 a month plan at Libsyn. Let's say you had a $20 a month plan. You could go down to $7 a month and still see your stats, keep all of your files active, but save $13. And then when it comes time to start your new season, you just bump it back up to 20 and you're good to go. And if you want a free month at Libsyn or Blueberry, yeah, you heard me. I now have one coupon code for either one, sopfree.com. This podcast is hosted on Libsyn. And again, that's libsyn.com. But that's one of the ways you can save money on that. Also, since we're on this topic, if you export your file as mono, instead of stereo. Now, granted, the music isn't going to sound quite as robust, but you'll cut your file size in half, so you won't need as much hosting, so you won't have to order as much hosting. And I know we all want more listeners. We all, and one of the things that we, again, I say this over and over and over, I check my stats once a week. When I upload this episode, I'll check the stats from last week. And that's it. I look at it and go, okay, good. If they start to go down, then I might ask my audience. And this is where having things like an email list is good. This is where just doing a blog post and putting up a post or a poll. And I know Ken said polls are, it's true. Not everybody fills out a poll. You're not going to get 100% of the people that are listening to your podcast filling out a poll. That is true. But you might be able to get some feedback that way. So like I say, when in doubt, ask your audience. So coming up in future episodes, we're going to talk about editing. We're going to talk about reeling in your guest. If you have a guest that just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on, how do you reel that person back so you don't have to spend 12 hours editing? We're also going to talk, I'm going to do a media host shootout. I did one of these on my YouTube channel. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, that will take you over there. And we're going to talk. I've done this in the past. I've compared Libsyn versus Blueberry. But a lot of people are really getting, talk about the new shiny thing, SoundCloud. And I got to say, I have found out some things that I was saying that you couldn't leave SoundCloud. Well, you can. And I thought it was pretty hard to get a unique download to your media file. That's not true either. So one of the things I did, and this is one of the things where you have to be careful, when if you're going to call yourself media, that means from time to time you got to do some reporting. So that'll be coming in a few weeks as I go out now and do the reporting on that. And for the record, again, my still top two media hosts are Libsyn and Blueberry, not SoundCloud and not Podbean. But we'll be talking about those in the future as well as whatever you would like to talk about. So I appreciate you listening. If you're looking to start a podcast, you've heard how the things you need to start that. I've got a great section in the School of Podcasting called Planning Your Podcast. I've got a great section on how to record your podcast, how to promote it. If you want to monetize it, there's some tips on that. And of course, along the way, you have little me via email to get you going in the right direction. And for listening to the podcast, I have a coupon. If you put in the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, when you sign up at the School of Podcasting, that'll save you a little bit off your first month. And if you ever wonder, the first month is more expensive than the months after that. And the reason for that is I always say, come for the education and then stay for the community. We have a private Facebook group that you can join, that we all support each other over with that. So you can come in, blow through all the materials in a weekend if you wanted to. If you really don't want to, you know, get some Depends and, I don't know, maybe a remote control for the TV and just sit in front of your computer and blow through every single one of the tutorials. There's a lot in there. And then stick around for the community and the Facebooking and the question and answer and things like that. So check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to chime in on the show, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And before I walk out the door here, I want to again say, number one, thanks to Steve Stewart from moneyplansos.com. Want to say thank you to Reverend Ken Blanchard from blackmanwithagun.com, Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv. The clips are from the Ask the Podcast Coach show that I do with Jim. You can find that at askthepodcastcoach.com. And also want to say thank you to Ryan Parker. You can find him at foodcraftsman.com. And the one thing, I realize I just said contact and all this other stuff, so I'm doing that again. We all do that. We give our listeners a laundry list of things to do. But I have two. One, again, find a podcaster that you listen to. And it doesn't have to be me. I'm not looking, you know. But somebody that you, when you smile when you hear their voice, be sure to email them this week and say thank you for putting out your show. I'm listening. Now, the one thing I would like you to do for me, and it's free, is if you go to schoolpodcasting.com/iTunes, that'll take you to kind of the web-based version of iTunes, and you'll see where there's a button there that'll say, you know, view this in iTunes. That'll take you right, if you have iTunes loaded, it'll take you right to my page. If you could please write me an honest review. If you want to go 5 stars, awesome. You want to go less, awesome. That does help me get found. It increases my popularity. And I don't ask for this a lot. And I'm putting it here because I really could use some reviews. Honest ones. And it's an easy way to say, hey, thanks, Dave. I've been listening for a while, and I love your show. And it's a way to give me a pat on the back. So go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. Write me a review, an honest one, and that would be greatly appreciated. I do hope to see you on the inside of the School of Podcasting, and I do remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class is dismissed. Take care, and God bless.